Chapter 11, The World Can Always Use One More Great Leader. Mr. Davis is very interested in leadership, and that's the 11th pillar of success. He always says, the world can always use one more great leader. That's true, I guess, but what does it have to do with me, the little guy? That's the fascinating thing, Michael. Leadership is such a misunderstood concept. Most people, when they hear the term great leader, think of people who lead nations, corporations, or social movements. Mr. Davis says that anybody can be a great leader because all leadership means is that you have mastered the art of influencing others. Sort of like the principle we talked about when we talked about all of life being sales. To lead others is to help them change their thoughts, beliefs, and actions for the better. And that means what for me? It means that if you're in a position to influence others, say Amy and the kids, or people at work, or your clients, then you should desire and work on becoming a leader in life. Not only because you'll make a difference, but it's also leaders that enjoy the most out of life. Leaders make a difference. They rise to new levels. They rise to the highest levels, in fact. Enjoy the bulk of the wealth and have the best relationships. Leaders experience life to its fullest. Okay, but how do I become a great leader? It starts with the principles of influence we talked about a while back, that being character and skills. So that's a start. Sales and leadership are similar, both rooted in influence. Beyond that, though, there are a few principles that Mr. Davis talks about. One thing he often says is, managers help people see themselves as they are. Leaders help people see themselves better than they are. And one thing you will see is that those at the mid-level are managers, while those who rise to the top are leaders, and it reflects in their pay and responsibilities. If you want to get paid more, bring more value to others by becoming a better leader. Here's the key. Mr. Davis says, the challenge of leadership is to be strong but not rude, be kind but not weak, be bold but not a bully, be thoughtful but not lazy, be humble but not timid, be proud but not arrogant, have humor but without folly. Yeah, that makes sense, Michael said. There's another leadership principle that Mr. Davis says is important. He says, learn to help people with more than just their jobs. Help them with their lives. Great leaders are interested in people in general, not just for what they can get from them. So what does Mr. Davis say are the characteristics of leaders? I mean, what can I work on? Well, he talks about integrity, of course. The leader-follower relationship is built on trust, Michael. No one will follow you if they don't trust you. So take a close look at your life and make sure it's filled with integrity. Make sure you practice what you preach, as they say. He also talks about optimism. People want to know that where you want to take them is better than where they currently are. But what if where you are isn't good? How do you paint a better picture? You have to know where you're going. That's another thing Mr. Davis always talks about, vision. Great leaders have optimistic vision, he says. A leader knows where they are. That's realism. But they also know how to go to a better destination. That's an optimistic vision. Okay, help me apply that to me. Sure, take your marriage, for example. What would you like it to be? Create a vision for what it could be, knowing what it is, and then communicate that vision and begin to work on it. It works in any situation. Create a positive vision of the future, develop a plan to get there, communicate it, and then work on the plan. Well, that sounds easy. Oh, it's not easy, my friend. It isn't easy at all. Well, Mr. Charlie, as always, you've given me much to think about. And much to apply, Charlie said. Yes, and much to apply. I should get going, though. Amy and I are alone tonight. Her mom is watching the kids until tomorrow, so we're going to cook spaghetti and watch a movie together. It should be fun. Listen, Charlie, I don't know when I'll be able to get back out to hear the last pillar of success. I have a 6-week company sales trip all through the Southwest that I have to take, interspersed with trainings, and then I'll be pretty busy when I get back just trying to catch up. But I'll be sure to get out here just as soon as I get back. You be sure to do so. The last one is very important and special.